It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and Friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now. It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee.
News for the Soul begins its 27th year in January 2024. Find out our latest news at newsforthesoul.com.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and Friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, 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 everyone. So glad to have you with us. Definitely our News for the Soul, what would you call them, Jim?
Monday?
No, we're not going to call them Mondays. We would call them
Friday.
Yes, from News for the Soul.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't know what you were trying to say.
And we also have our Facebookers who are watching us streaming live. So you can join us. It's open to all if you'd like to see us in action. Otherwise, it's just great to have you on the air listening to us.
So, indeed.
Yes, thank you so much. And want to remind everyone, we are using ordinary playing cards for the readings that we're giving here during the show. It was how my grandmother taught me. In fact, I've never been able to actually pick up tarot or any of the other methods that may be out there. And it was a sign to me that I should just stick with what I know.
No.
What?
Keep going.
And I just wanted you to know.
The door's not shut.
I just wanted you to know that we shouldn't confuse this with tarot or with any other system that's out there, okay? Also, I want to let everybody know that I'll be using a full 24 card layout for each of our callers this evening. So, or afternoon. And it's my preference. I want to check out the landscape of your life, what's going on, or what's going to be going on, that kind of thing. So I will be looking at your past, at your present, and of course into the future. Now, do bear in mind also, these are only sample readings. You can get so much more if you want to have a private session with me, which is always available for you to book on my website, psychicloveDoctor.com. So I think with that said, I'm going to turn you all over to Jimbo, who's going to tell you how to have a great phone call.
I am indeed. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. And we'd like to remind everybody out there and all the various platforms that are with us tonight and that will join us later. If you're international, let us know at any time. We'll give you live international shout-outs when you show up and let us know. We have one right now. We have Laura in Canada. Welcome, Laura. In the Great White North. But anytime anybody else rocks and rolls in, we will give them, we'll work them in. It doesn't always have to be at the beginning. All right. 595-646, first of all. You got to dial that first or you're not going to get through. 646, then 595-4274. 646-595-4274. I shall repeat, 646-595-4274. Call in to get your free reading. Get in the queue. Better to be earlier than late. News for the Soul has a solid schedule, so we can't delay it, can't drag it out. So please get in better early than late, because late, you might not get a reading.
Cut off before we
you might be you. Coming up short, so that's what I recommend doing. And anyway, when you do call, you'll hear the show. You can listen. It gives you something to listen to besides elevator music. If you hear your silence, hang up, call back, or you get disconnected. Any kind of weird stuff, call back. Usually it straightens out. Facebookers, if we get some gaps, we'll call you. Can't make predictions on that. One never knows. Hang tight. We'll let you know if that time does come, though. You shall be the first to know. Well, I'll know first, but then you'll be next. Regardless how you get your reading, when you hear the harps, that has got a couple meanings. One of them, first of all, means your reading's coming to an end. It has to close so we can get the others in. And second of all, it means harps we typically envision playing angels. So guess what? You're going to get an angel card, and tonight it is the man with the plan. It is Archangel Michael and his Sword of Light Oracle card. So good deck. Always break it out on Monday, you know? Don't you know? So when you hear the harp, please let it rock. Let it roll. Today, we got some interesting things going on today. Today is the, where was the cool one at? Oh, it's National Hot Sauce Day, Deb.
Oh, gosh.
That is rocking and that is rolling. Mm. Yes, indeed. You know, we
it
like
it. Happy Wimpy Hot Sauce. Got to have a good kick to it, right? It
depends on your version of kick. See, the ones you like, to me, are wimpy.
Oh, really?
I mean, I like them. I like Texas Peach, Alula, Frank's Red Hot. I like all those. Those are standard staples, cheap, good tasting. But they don't have, I mean, they have a kick better than zero, but it's not a kick. Come in from the cold day. Well, that's been applicable to a lot of people around the globe, you know, that come in when it's cold.
Don't hate us that we're heading into the high 60s later.
Later, but we're getting rain, too, to make it not so exciting. Yeah. All right, we got, let's see. I
do have a little something.
Okay, well, it's Steve Perry's birthday today.
Yes.
Guy Fieri's birthday today. And somebody named Deborah, who is a psychic love doctor's birthday, is also today. Hey, they got all something in common. So there we go. Let all the folks out there know, because we have a lot of folks that are joining us on News for the Soul Radio that cannot see the decor. We have some birthday decor
on
here.
Oh, yeah, you went out and got me a balloon and a couple of really cute little, you know, happy birthday.
Your banner stuff, yeah. The stores are, you know how they like to gear for things 5,000 days in advance. They're already gearing for Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day.
So they got that, so that doesn't leave a lot of room on the shelves for birthday stuff. So Well, if we wanted Valentine's Day and St. Patty's Day combination, we could have loaded this place up full of decor. But we don't want that. All right, Deb, speak before we go to the callers.
Yeah, I'm going to just get on my little soapbox.
Yay, soapbox.
Just a minute. There is a lot of conjecture and conspiracy theories being passed around out there. Now, we are in a period, yes, where Pluto has entered Aquarius, and that's going to bring some very powerful movement in terms of, for instance, like a rebirth, an awakening, people moving in more powerful ways. But there's also a lot of talk out there about such things as World War III. What was the other thing that
I don't pay attention
about? That we are spinning to the end of the world. And I want to just mention, please try not to put much of our energy into that. So much of that is still unseen. And if people are predicting it, that's fine. It's not an infallible prediction. But be aware, there's an awful lot of good that's going to come with Pluto, which lost its planet status. What is it now?
It is a Kuiper Belt object.
Which is?
It's an object that floats in the Kuiper Belt with a ton of other objects, which is like right outside the known solar system.
But
it's a dwarf planet. A lot of times they'll classify it as, which is a Kuiper Belt object.
Still, in terms of astrological insights, I've read and been told that Pluto is still very powerful out there. So, but watch all that talk that's going on. This happened with Y2K. If you all remember, the world was going to come to an end. Then we had, what was that thing with the Mayan calendar?
2012.
Maybe they just got tired.
They said that maybe the intent was that's as far as we need to calculate it out, then it just resets again. A lot of them thought that.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody read into that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, so as for this other stuff, let's put our attention and our energetic energy, let's put that into finding peace
energetic
in the world.
Energy.
And, you know, people learning to live among each other. Jeez. That's just my little take on everything. So don't let it scare you. Don't read these things. TikTok is kind of famous for conspiracy theories. So just watch it. Past them. You know, somebody was telling you about the end of the world while sitting in their bedroom. I'm not sure this is a reliable source for information.
No, nobody can tell you that anyway. I don't care where they're sitting.
So that's it from me, and I'm glad all of you are here with me to celebrate my birthday.
Yes, indeed. It is a birthday show.
Yes, it is.
Yep. All right. Well, let's start with the first caller there, birthday girl. We're going to go to area code 703, which is in our own Commonwealth of Virginia. 703, you are caller number one.
Happy birthday. Mine was last week.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you there.
My birthday cruise. I tried to call you from the cruise, but I didn't really have good reception.
Oh,
yeah, well, you tried. That's all that counts.
Yeah, you tried, but I would love to hear from you. How was it?
It was okay. The food was mediocre at best.
Really?
It was nothing to wrap. It was the same old crap like every day. It was over, dried out. It wasn't, But
wow.
That is surprising because those cruises brag about their food.
Yeah, not this one. It was the Carnival Horizon, and it was just bad.
Carnival's having a lot of bad, publicity these days.
Someone said Carnival is the Walmart of cruises.
You know, that's not really too funny because I think it's true.
Yeah.
What? So did you meet any interesting people?
I have some new friends, but no guy relationship. But I did. The weirdest thing was before I left my cruise, I chatted with this guy online. And then we start texting, like Thursday, like all night we were texting before my trip. He says, I'll call you tomorrow. Tomorrow came and went, nothing. Then apparently he deleted me or deleted him off the dating site. And now when I call, it goes right to voicemail. And I don't understand what the hell happened. It's like ghosting me. So it was weird because he literally lives 10 minutes from me down here in Ashburn.
Yeah, Jim, tell us about your gender. What's going on?
So we know that this is a real person.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. It's a real person. It's a real person. Because when I call, his name popped up. I even Googled his name on whitepages.com and all that. So yeah, he's definitely a real person.
I don't know. Maybe if he's on a dating website, he might have been playing the
dating roulette.
Yeah, and then he may have chosen somebody else. Now he's not going to be a nice guy about it and just hopes you go away so he doesn't have to man up and talk to you about it.
Well, when I call from another phone number, it just rings and rings and rings. But when I call from my phone, it rings in voicemail.
Yeah, well, he's done, you can do settings. You can set your things. You can have different numbers to different things when they call in.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know if he literally put my number right to voicemail because when I send him a text, it doesn't say blocked. It, you know, says it went through. So I don't know. I don't know why you pick up with
right?
him.
Interesting. So.
Everybody remember, and I'm not an affiliate, but there are websites out there like checkmate.com where you can spend $1 to get a week of being able to check out people, how real they are. And if you go to some websites like Spokio, if you have an indication of where they live and a little bit more information, you can find out even how they voted, which is kind of freaky that people can read
about.
That's
freaky.
It is. who, the names of your children, all the past information and current. So did you
want
to know?
What's the name of that place?
Well, there's Checkmate, which is going to...
The second one she was asking about.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay like $1. But just remember, mm-hmm. Camp.
She wants to know the name of it.
Checkmate.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, what was
the
other one?
The other one.
Spokio.
Spokio.
Spokio.com.
Okay.
Oh, that's not like I would... So it's Spokeo.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Spokio.
I would have defaulted to IO, so that's good. All right.
And, you know, they're going to hit you up saying, do you want to see their criminal...
Oh, we could show you more stuff if you want to pay more.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I went to White Pages. I'm a member of White Pages, and all this information came up. So it wasn't like he's just, you know, screwed me over.
Do you think he's married or with somebody?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
He doesn't know. So you were officially asking Deb. Okay.
Yeah.
We weren't sure if that was your question. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then so be it. That is your question. International shout out to Jeanette up in Canada. National shout out to Jeanette up in Canada. Another neighbor in the Great White North.
Yeah.
So far, we haven't had a European flavor in here yet.
Not yet.
Yet, I say. Yet.
While I'm laying out Andrea's cards, I did see pictures today that North Carolina got so cold that alligators are frozen in the water.
Oh, damn.
Are
well,
they
we
gonna
have
thaw
a plane laying along County Parkway right by my house.
Oh, well, are they amphibious or what are alligators?
They are amphibians, but I'm just asking, some things can recover from being frozen, some things can't. Well, I don't freaking know. That's why I was asking you. Did you read the story, didn't you?
Bears hibernate, so who knows?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
they're cold-blooded.
Yeah, if they're warm-blooded, then they would likely die off.
Well, I don't know if that's the case because...
I'm reaching back to my fifth grade.
Yeah, because cold-blooded means they actually need heat more than we do because they don't generate enough of their own internal body heat.
Oh, Andrea, you sure you want to know?
She wants to know, damn it.
He's a player.
I am shocked. I said that right off the bat.
He's a player, and
he's
got a woman with more money now on the line.
Yeah, or something more to him. Oh, it's money. Actual money. Okay, well, there you go then.
Yeah, and she toys with him. I think she's smarter than the average bear as far as these men go.
Good. Hopefully she'll lead him down a path and then dust him so he can know... Maybe he'll learn a lesson.
Now you have a decision to make. If he goes to contact you and you're snarky with him, he's going to know that you really like him. But if you act like, oh, hi, how are you? You know, see what I mean? He'll see it in a more casual way that you weren't really concerned.
Or he'll think, aha, I succeeded. I was able to keep her on the down low and... Now I have her back now that I didn't get what I really wanted.
Oh, yeah, but she went on a cruise. She can come back with all kinds of, fantastical stories.
Sure.
You know.
I'm just saying.
I wonder if
he
thought I went on a cruise with somebody else.
I'm not picking that up.
I would think that a real human being would ask, hey, did you go on a cruise with somebody? What's going on?
Because we talked about it. We talked about it all night. We were texting all night, and he called me. And then we talked about it all night. Then literally just ghost.
And he knew.
The next day.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's, to me, I don't have cards, but that smells of another. He was playing some different, I don't know what you'd call it, different. His iron was in many different fires. He had irons in many different fires is what it tells me.
The thing is,
that's what it tells me. I don't have cards.
Often will take this behavior into a relationship with you, like a committed relationship.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if he gets away with it. He thinks, well, I can get away with anything I want. I'll keep on playing.
There's somebody else here.
Nobody likes players.
I bet you this is the one you were telling us about before the cruise. The one
Billy.
What's his name?
Billy.
Yeah, Billy's here. You hear from Billy?
Billy's got a gun.
Yeah, we were texting during the cruise, and I told him I was done with him. He said, what? I said, I'm done with you. I said, you couldn't give him the common courtesy to contact me? He said, well, I was going through some stuff with my brother. I said, well, maybe you should tell me these things. We're not in the relationship. You don't need to know. I said, well, yeah, I do. I said, because you just, like, ghosted me again.
Well, he's now realized that he really likes you or loves. There's a love card here. And he's depressed, thinking, shucks, I missed my chance with her. But remember, he's got some quirky personality traits. That, yeah.
Another apple with a worm in it.
Sorry to say. But I got good news for you. You have a really great guy. I've got to say, the kings and jacks of the heart suit are the most amazing, wonderful, loving men. I had one. And he's now directing traffic in heaven, I suppose.
So apparently guys of other suits are garbage.
No, they're different. They have a different focus.
They're garbage.
They're not garbage.
But you say that the hearts are the only ones that really are the best.
You are a spade.
I'm just saying.
You deal in like certainties. You analyze. You're a black and a white guy.
Yeah, but you kept saying hearts are the best, so that means
the other
ones aren't the best.
Because they live from the heart.
Is that smart all the time?
No, it is not.
Well, then why is that the best? Sometimes it's not the best in this cruel-ass world we live in.
It's authentic.
I took Lois's ashes and I spread it all in Cozumel, Jamaica, and Cayman Islands.
Really?
That's cool,
yeah.
Though.
Nice.
That is nice. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, anyway, I want you to know there's a better man on the way for you.
Can't find
and
a better man.
You're going to want to know. I know you're going to say, where will
meet
him? Well, it's not quite clear enough yet, but if the circumstances are very nice. If you stay on the dating website, there are ways to find the good ones. You know, you've got to kind of tweak your profile a little bit.
Yeah.
And personally, I don't go for the pretty boys because they're the spoiled brats.
Players.
They are in there. Look at their pictures. The guy that's like this, well, you can't see me, but the Facebookers can. He's like this, or he's stretched out in a lounge chair with those expensive sunglasses. Forget it. Get rid of him. Go for the guy that just looks like a normal guy.
Yeah.
You know, and if they hold a dog or a cat, better for them.
A cat?
Look, I can hold a cat.
Okay.
They like kitties.
Okay.
Yes, they
do. Yeah, you're right. I kept sending William, you know, text messages and voicemail, but you know what? I'm done. I'm not chasing people, and silence is golden. Now he's going to, like, what?
Boy, are we on the wrong show tonight for me to roll with that, what Deb said. Guys like kitties. Oh, I could have rocked that one right down another path. But we're going to keep it clean, folks. We're going to keep it clean.
Yes, we are.
Anything else there, Deb?
No, that shows their nature. A guy that, you know.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Aunt cares for animals. Yeah. I got you. Just in general, any animal. He could be holding a raccoon. I got you.
Well,
yes.
It's like that old joke that says, where they said, did you know my dog is a machinist? And men love to tell this joke. And they say,
my dog.
How is your dog a machinist? And they say, well, every time I kick him in the butt, he makes a bolt for the door. Hello. A bolt.
I would expect that from like an 8-year-old.
Well, that tells you the mentality of what you're dealing with.
It does. That's scary.
And then if there's a guy that wants to sit there and explain the meaning of pi to you, what is that number again? 5, 9, 10?
No. It's simple. It's the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. Why? It's 3.14159625 36, and it goes on forever and doesn't repeat.
Well, that's a guy, too, that's going to be way too boring. Way too boring. You have another scammer on there.
I'm dealing with it already
okay,
as we speak.
Laura, how is the job hunting going?
I had an interview today.
Laura.
I had an interview today, but I don't want that job. The hours are crappy, so I just told her no.
Well, you've come back with a refreshed point of view.
I applied for a bunch yesterday, so I'm just going to keep on applying because this job still sucks.
Yeah,
the lady I work for us just sucks.
You mean the job, nothing changed? Wouldn't that have been cool for you to come back from a cruise and it all would have changed?
Nope.
That would have been awesome.
Nope. The first thing I come back, she's yelling at me about why I didn't check in those boxes over there. I'm like, I don't know what the hell you did while I was gone. I don't know if you checked them or didn't.
I'm sorry to laugh, but You, I love you that you are such a spit there. You really
and
are.
I said that to her. I really said that to her. I said, I don't know what you did while I'm gone. I don't know if you checked these in or not, because I haven't been here. She goes, well, if they're sitting here, then that means they're not that checked in. So you need to check them in. Why didn't you check them in? I said, once again, I don't know what you did.
Well,
like, shut
okay.
up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I want you to know you're going to be better off by checking out these guys. And don't go have anybody pick you up. You're probably
No, never.
I'm preaching to the choir here, I know.
That's good for other folks that listen to me. Yeah,
never let someone you don't know come to your house. It's a recipe for disaster.
So even I would not even open that door way down the road.
Nope.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Some girl on TikTok even said, if the Uber driver says, is this where you live, tell him no. You're stopping.
Yeah, I took an Uber back from the airport, and I put in a different address than the house next to me.
Oh. Yeah.
And if you start chatting with somebody and they already know where you live, I would shut that down and block them and never talk to them again, because they've already given some stalker type indications. And if they're not, shame on them for being so forward and checking you out already. Even if you do check somebody's address, don't let the chick know that. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Don't let them know.
If they went and did some searches on somebody and found out where you live and stuff, they'll say, hey, I know where you live. Oh, that's a really nice thing to tell a chick that you never met.
They're not going to want to know you.
She's going to freaking block you and think you're freaking Jack the Ripper there. All right, real quick.
That's right.
All right, here is your Archangel Michael card.
Okay.
Interesting subject considering what we were talking about. Subject is don't settle for less.
Oh, there you go.
You're a child of the divine, and you deserve to have your dreams come true. Don't give up.
Darn straight there, Andrea. Don't give up.
Perfect.
Mark Skippy. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't settle for less was the subject.
That's right.
Okay.
And people do meet and marry off these dating websites.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a norm now because...
Because we don't have the cars anymore.
Yeah, I mean, people don't do as much in-person social interacting as they used to, or whatever. They just don't do as much social stuff anymore. I'll just sit down on my computer and join this blog club or this club and that club.
Well,
yep.
And Andrea, if you meet somebody in another country, you can apply to be on...
90 Day Fiancé.
I am so hooked on them.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, good. And you know what? I'm getting Jim suckered in too. He knows their names and, you know, what's going on.
Suckered in as in I'm playing a video game and kind of watching it at the same time.
But they pay rather well for the season.
You know.
And you get to travel and you never know. And then you could end up for... Before you have to get them a K-1 visa, you can get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right.
All righty. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you holding and being patient to be calling them.
Thank you.
All right, honey. Take care.
All right.
Thank you very much.
She's funny and cute. We're going to have to go see her. She's just up the street there in, where is she? Arlington.
She's in Northern Virginia, which miles is close. Depending on traffic and when you go, could be a long time. They have as far as the East Coast, they probably have the worst traffic. I mean, I think L.A., I heard, is pretty much the worst, depending on where you are in rush hour. But as far as the East Coast, all the East Coast cities I've been to, even New York and all them stuff, Atlanta, that Northern Virginia, damn. Oh, my God. Their morning rush hour. The morning rush hour is ungodly.
You better just keep on a moving.
You're not moving fast, and you better make sure you have left plenty of time. That's why everybody that lives there, if they can, they try to their public transportation system is pretty good in the D.C. area, at least. It depends on where you live. Yeah. So, all right, folks, let's quit talking about traffic because traffic sucks. We got our next caller is from could be anywhere on this globe. It is a Skype caller, all one Skype.
All
welcome.
Right.
You're the second caller on the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
You're on the phone with us or the computer or...
Hello, caller number two.
Hello.
Skype City.
Hi.
Yeah.
Your turn. There it is.
Hello, Globe Doctor. It's Melissa.
Oh, it's Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
Yeah. How are you doing, hon?
I'm doing great. I just real quickly, ma'am, y'all two are just amazing, beautiful people to be on the show and talking about love, and I can see the caring. It's just like I want to cry, like how you spend time with the lady. Just beautiful.
Love is in the air.
Yeah, she's just taking it with grace.
Well, thank you very much for
beautiful,
saying
yeah.
that.
Chocolate is beautiful. It's just amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What can we do for you, sweet Lois?
Indeed, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for asking. Dr. Both of y'all, I need clarification. I know y'all say you're right on topic. Sometimes, you know, like, can you clarify that with me? Because I'm having a hard time comprehending this. I need a clarification. I need clarification.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. Is my friend what I heard? Can you clarify? Is that really, you know, is that really true that he's going to come to me? I need clarification on that or whatever's going on in his life. I'm having a hard time believing. I know he's
yeah.
going to be
out. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, she doesn't want to wait till the end of time for something that's not going to happen. Or even if it is going to happen, it still has to happen in a timely manner, you know?
Yeah, I mean, is anything changed in that?
Yeah, she's getting put the cars on. A lot of times, and not just, this isn't just Melissa, anytime. A lot of times people are in situations where somebody's got, I got to do some things, then I'm going to be there type of thing, and they keep kicking it down the road with different excuses. They could be honest, but still, they got to prioritize things. And if you're not on their priority list, yeah, you have to rethink that, you know. But that's not Melissa. I'm not Melissa's card because I don't have cards. I'm just saying, in general, there's a certain point where you're like, you know, every time it's some other reason, I don't know that I am high on the priority list, you know? That's what
usually
I would think.
A person hiding something.
Hiding something, or they have a lot of things they need to take care of, and they're kicking that down the road. They're procrastinating on taking care of those things for one reason or another. And, you know, you can't – putting the head in the sand doesn't make crap go away. A lot of birds think that. I guess birds – what is that? Well, I don't know which ones stick their head in the sand. But
of a bird?
Yeah. You ever heard that? Don't put your head in the sand. You know, people don't like stuff that's going on around them. Maybe it's not any bird. Maybe that's just a saying.
Anyway, for you, Melissa, what we've got here is, okay, he's going through a lot of trouble where he's at. You know, and I'll tell you what, he's not going about it in a good way.
That's what I was getting at.
Were you?
Well, basically... Yeah. He could be 100% honest about all the troubles, but if he doesn't deal with them, they're not going to go away on their own.
They're not. And they do go through a period where he basically placates her to keep her happy. Like if she's made, say like on a Tuesday, she's made a terrible threatening response to him. Well, I'm not going to leave you with a pot to pee in, blah, blah, blah. He's going to spend a couple days a little bit later on in the week trying to, I guess you'd call it, suck up to him. And you'd best stay out of it. Because until that man is free and clear, he's got nothing to offer you except trouble. Okay? So just, I know that he's a constant thought for you on your mind. But I'm going to lay it out for you. Melissa, I've known you through readings and the shows. A long time.
Long, long time.
Yeah. Here's what I'm feeling is going to be the bottom line. You're actually going to meet somebody else, and it's coming soon, and you're really going to enjoy him. This man coming to you, he appears to be your age or a little younger, but he's so much fun. You're going to love being with him, and that's when the other one is going to be saying, hey, I'm free now. I'm all yours. And you might look at him and think, well, too little, too late. But that's what I think will happen, is that you're going to ultimately move on.
Yeah, because you can't wait till the end of time. You don't deserve that. You know, nobody does.
Some of the years of your life, Melissa.
Yeah, and you know, and it's like I said, it shows me it's a level of them caring, too.
It is.
If they really, really cared, they would quit procrastinating the problems they say are keeping them from coming to you. Oh, I got to deal with this, but they're not dealing with it. They're kicking it down the road. They don't want to deal with problems.
I also feel he's got an alcohol problem.
Alcohol.
Heavy drinking.
Drinking's no problem. You just drink.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. Yeah. I shouldn't make light of it.
What is that old joke about I drink and
I drink, I fall down? No problem. Yeah. But yeah, I it's not. It is a problem, obviously.
Yeah, I'm just being serious with you, honey. I really think this man doesn't have a good future to offer you. And it isn't because time is of the essence and, oh, my God, I better hurry up and, you know, try to get him back and all that. I feel like your time is coming to move on. I'm sorry to say.
She was kind of, when she asked her question, she was kind of feeling that. You could tell by the way she asked it. She was like kind of feeling like, I don't know, he's ever coming,
I think he's coming on business. And maybe it'll be a wonderful thing, Melissa, for you to see him. Because I think that you're going to feel like you've shifted. You've been jerked around a lot emotionally by this guy. So, anyway, there, Jim, what's your card?
Your Oracle card is Get Your Power Back from Michael. You have forgotten who you are. You are a child of the divine, so take back your power.
There it is.
I have something real quick to say.
Yeah, don't wait around. You don't need to wait around. You're not somebody's slave. You're not somebody's call girl. You're not there to be on somebody's beck and call and wait indefinitely you deserve better. I don't know what to say about this. I don't have cards. I'm just saying in general, in life, you deserve better.
Okay, before we move on,
hang on, Melissa.
All right. Before we move on, though, I want to say, when you're right in the mix of it, you know, you're in it, don't really see how they're treating you. And if you do, it's like you excuse it. Right, Jim? You're being treated, you know, half-handedly. I mean, like this guy's expecting her to just sit and wait for him.
Yes. And then sometimes people feel like they're invested. It's like, well, I waited this long. Why wouldn't I wait a little bit longer? I must be getting closer to the time.
As you said, what that card said, you deserve better.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but that's your mentality of person. Yeah. It's not just a female. It could be a guy, too. Everybody, different people, they jerking people around isn't unique to men. Women do it, too, but it's mainly guys. But women do it. They'll jerk guys around, too. Jerk their chain. Oh, yeah. I got it. You know, I'm breaking up with this boyfriend, but it is complicated. But I'll be with you soon. And a lot of chicks will do the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Melissa. You got something to say before we go? Go ahead. No,
nope.
I think we have moved on. I got some international. I got an international shout out to our other Catherine in Ireland. We have two Catherines in two different continents. Yes, one of them is ours, and one is in the land of Aya. Welcome, Catherine.
Yeah, and the Catherine in the States, you could call us.
She knows. They've gone down that road.
Nobody will recognize your voice.
Well, except now that you said that, probably. But anyway, let's keep moving, Deb.
All right.
It's moving on. We're going to keep moving. Not only are we going to keep moving, we're going to keep moving to the same mystery. Our next caller is also a Skyper, all ones. All right, welcome to the show, wherever ye be. You're the next caller.
Hello. Welcome.
Welcome. Oh, Skyper.
I got to get that WhatsApp going because those calls come in crystal clear, too. I just need it in general.
What are you talking about? I'm opening the floor right now. The board, we have little technical things, not long-term, but right now we shall open the floor to the first Facebook caller, Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee. Don't wait too long because those boards at News for the Soul Radio can come back to life very quickly.
Thank you, everyone, for wonderful birthday wishes.
Indeed. Yeah. We'll take the first caller or we'll take the first typed question. We're going to callers. Anybody that messages in is going to get priority over typed questions because the typed questions take a long time because of the delay and it eats up our time with News for the Soul. So, are you friends with the other Catherine Johnston?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, then she should messenger now.
She's called in before.
Has she? Okay. All right. Well, I believe you. Okay. I believe you. Shake
your
body.
While we're waiting,
or I'll let you know when somebody types if they don't call.
I wanted to let you guys all know that.
And gals.
I did did a reading on Matthew Perry from the show Friends, and I told Jim when I did it, I said, he is so happy to be out of, you know, this level of existence. It was pure hell for him. He tried and tried, and he simply could not overcome, you know, the addictions, and he felt guilty. He felt disconnected from people, and he never really felt loved. So that's a biggie there. And I just thought you'd like to know that he is very happy in spirit. Laura's asking if we went out for a
party. I already said there's back there, dear chili pepper.
Yeah, we went out on the weekend. So, anyway, I guess we have no callers and no
Yeah, I'm really kind of surprised. Catherine wanted to ask a question. Catherine from the Land of Ire. And Facebook would have been your best bet, but you could have typed one real quick. Oh, here we go. Nope, never mind. Wrong one.
Thank you, Catherine. Tell her.
Yes.
I really appreciate
you
that.
You say it's your birthday. Da-na-na. All right.
We got to remember, even if we have crappy birthdays, these are birthdays a lot of other people never had the privilege to be able to live long enough to have.
Word up on that, dog. All right. I'm shutting down the Facebookers.
All right.
Because we're back to the phones.
Because when you look at, you read the news stories, it's almost like people are leaping off the planet. Children, you know, women, men, families.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Too much suicide out there.
Suicide is painless.
Yeah, Laura, that's young. That's the same age my late husband had just turned 59, and he died like 4 days ago. So.
Area code 413, which is in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. 413, welcome to the show. You're
Hello.
The next caller.
Hello, have you with us.
Bilkeman.
Hello.
Hi. And what is your name, please?
Oh, this is Karen. I've called before.
Glad to hear from you. Very nice. What brings you to the show?
Tonight.
Yeah.
There is this dog in, well, sort of like in my area where I live. And the dog has been missing, and no one can seem to find it. It's a, I'm sure it's a Great Pyrenees named Boris. Somebody was taking care of the dog while some people were away, and I don't know what happened, but he's partially deaf or something. I just wondered if you got anything, you could get anything on that.
Oh, you know, that's interesting, because years ago, some years back, 7-8 years ago, I worked with a lady that was involved with animal location investigations, where she would go look for dogs that were lost or, you know, something happened to them, got picked up by somebody. You know, people will come and take your dog. So I prefer our stay in the back where high fence and all.
It's a full-length privacy fence, and the gate's got a padlock on it.
And this one worked with the city. So, excuse me, this was actually like her volunteer work, working with animals, locating them, helping them get help.
I feel bad for the people that trusted somebody to watch their dog while they're away, and that person obviously wasn't so trustworthy.
Right, and all you can get is the value of the dog.
Oh, well, and you don't care about the money. That's not what it's about.
All right, well, let's look and see. Well, how long ago did Boris disappear?
I think it's been a month or two now.
Ooh. Is that somewhere in Massachusetts also?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes,
is it a?
About 30 minutes from me, maybe.
Is it in a suburb, rural area, or a big time city?
Kind of ruralish.
Rural at least gives one hope because there's less cars to run them over. But also their sense of direction could get really mixed up if they don't. Some dogs have great sense of direction and some don't, you know. But, yeah, it's been very, I suppose it's been very cold up there, too, also. So it gets you worried.
But isn't that a big dog? I'm not sure.
I don't think it is.
Big white dogs. I guess they...
Oh, one of those. Well, then...
Yeah, I think they're used to watch cattle and stuff like that or something.
Well, they could have those people offered a reward and a good one?
I don't think they have. I don't know.
I know this is like, I'm trying to think of what to say here. It's showing that I think this dog is going to get, is found and is going to return to them.
Oh.
But looking like the person wants to see an ad for money, with money. And the figure I'm seeing is like $1,000 for the return of Boris.
Oh, so you think that. Actually has
he's alive. He's alive, but he is not happy where he is. I feel that he's become very destructive because it kind of looks like they don't keep him as an inside house. I mean, he's inside, but he's like in an enclosed porch. And he's chewing the place, as they will sometimes do when they're bored, scared.
Right, yeah, when they're have anxiety issues.
Yeah, and if he's an inside dog, he wants to get home. So he's not doing, they thought they would just keep him. But I really think that if they see an ad for money, they'll return him. And they're not going to tell the truth. Yeah, we've had him all this time because they're afraid they'll get in trouble for dog napping, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
It's hard to get them in trouble for. Like
well, if it's an expensive dog.
No, but they can just say, oh, we just found them. You know, you can't prove otherwise.
Yeah.
So this is a very good example of getting your dog chipped. And we have, what did we have on, don't they also have like a, if I'm found.
You can buy the ID tag me, but that all depends on the honesty of the person that finds it.
And they go to like a lost and found clearinghouse.
No, yeah. When we went to, there's, and it has like websites and stuff. You pay for that monthly.
Yeah.
When we went to visit the parents, I put the GPS collar on Gibbs because of all the dogs we had.
Oh, yeah.
He was the boy dog that likes to roam. And if he's in Duluth, Minnesota, out in the country and roams, he could roam forever and not find a house. So I did put a GPS collar on him so I could track him if needed. I never needed it. It's always good to have things you don't need, you know. But
so you very kind of you to call.
Well, sure. Well, she's
dog.
Worried. Yeah.
So many people are wondering, like, what happened to him.
You have a lot of empathy. I'm looking at your card. You have a lot of empathy for others. Sometimes if you find that it starts to really drag you down, where you're maybe absorbing too many emotions from other people, you have to kind of really ground yourself. Sometimes I would imagine that I was in, if you know what a phone booth is, a lot of people don't anymore, but I would imagine that I was inside of a glass telephone booth and they couldn't penetrate that with their constant emotions or because sometimes it can really, you know, take over and it can make you feel like you're sick. Yeah.
Right.
So, but that's really lovely of you. Do you know them personally?
No.
No.
I don't. I just have been following it on Facebook and they live probably about a half hour or maybe less somewhere around there than from where I live. So.
Well, you could always share this information and it would certainly give them hope. I think that dog is coming back. I really do.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different lost animal social media stuff out there too, and websites and different, all sorts of different things.
Right.
You just got to get. Hopefully, maybe they have. You know, maybe they sat down and did their due diligence. And if it's a semi-rural place, there's not telephone poles really to post signs on or anything like that anybody would see. You know, so it's a different ball game when you're out in the country than when you're in the city.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I feel good about the country because they're less likely to get run over on a highway or something.
True.
I mean, there's still roads out in the country, but, you know, the odds are in their favor. That's what the biggest thing you worry about is cars running them over because they don't know.
They don't
a lot of some dogs are pretty sharp about cars, but some They don't know. They get focused on something. They walk out on the road looking at, like a kid would, looking at, oh, a shiny object over there. And bam, I get hit. So worst case scenario.
It might be good for them to know that I feel this Boris is alive and he's not being a good boy where he is. And they realize they're going to have to. Now, it could end up that they just turn him into a shelter. You know,
which is also a good thing because you can call the area shelters and they can be on notice because they shelters want to give they want to reunite people with their dogs. They don't want, you know, they want people to have their dogs, the shelters. They don't want another shelter.
Yeah.
Even if worst case scenario, if they're not caring and loving, they don't need another dog they got to take care of. So they can, the owner can come and take that one and they'll have another cage open. So
that's true.
Sounds like he must be somewhere in the area of, or in the county. Or maybe not, that they live in and we live in.
Well, I think it's really wonderful that he is on your heart, and so are those people.
Right.
And I hope insight tonight will help a little bit, and Jim's got a card for you.
I have an Archangel Michael card for you, sort of light. Subject is stay the course. Don't panic. You're not on the wrong path. You're just having a bumpy start. Learn from your experience and keep going.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It makes sense for me.
Well, call us again, hon, especially if there's news about Boris. We'd love to hear.
Okay.
I like the name. Name is cool. The name is cool.
Yeah.
I like that's a cool name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate
you
calling. Yes, indeed. All right. I think we got to start. Yep, you too. You too.
Stay warm.
I think we got to put the wraps on the show. I think 9 minutes to the hour, and I think News for the Soul has got to get ready to rock on to their next show. But we appreciate all you News for the Soul folks for listening and those that call. Not everybody calls. You can listen to a lot of, like, you know, we can listen to the show. I listen to shows all the time, sports shows on the radio all the time. People call in, and once in a while I've called in on the local one. But, yeah, so a lot of times it's just interesting to listen. You don't have to always call in to be entertained. Right, birthday girl? Birthday girl, once a year. Today is that day, and it falls on News for the Soul Monday.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. Well, all right, folks, we appreciate the News for the Soul folks joining us. We shall be back here a week from today.
Yes, indeed we will.
Same bat channel, same bat time, same bat phone number to call in.
In the meantime, please stay warm. Be careful out there. You know, sometimes we don't plan properly. We come from Minnesota. We're rather cavalier when it comes to cold, icy roads, lots of snow. Did we grow up well prepared in our vehicles? No. No, we figured, well, we'll just get out and hoof it. But
I beg to differ a little bit. In those days, cars were gigantic compared to nowadays.
True.
And you could put 1,000,000,000 things in the trunk of one of those cars. And I had a big giant blanket in there. I did have that.
I always had a lot of sandbags that were put into the trunk of the car.
Yeah, I never did that. I just I typically just kept the tank full. That was, if you got a 20-some gallon tank, that's a lot of weight. But, yeah, sandbags would help too. But
if you end up somewhere that you're stranded and there's no people around, I saw on either Facebook or TikTok a wonderful piece of advice. Change your message on your phone to say where you are, if you know where you are. But if you say, like, I'm a few miles out of Lakeside or, you know, whatever, please send help. That's better than just your phone going dead. And there's been some really tragic stories of people that try to walk when they should just hunker down.
Unless you really exactly know where you are, you got your bearings straight, you know where your destination is, and you know you can make it, that's a different ballgame. But if you have no clue, you don't just wing it.
Hypothermia,
right?
Yeah,
hyper is the other one, right?
You get disoriented, it's bad. So just take good care of yourself and plan ahead. And
That's your public service announcement. Yes, it is. From the Weather Center and Deborah Lee, the birthday girl. Mm-hmm. All right. Good news for the soul, folks. We're going to bid you a good night.
Yeah.
Facebookers will say good night to you a little bit after the show, but welcome news for the day. Thank you guys for having us tonight.
Yeah. Take care, everybody.
Take care, Nicole.
Bye.
We shall meet again. That is nice.
News for the Soul begins its 27th year in January 2024. Find out our latest news at newsforthesoul.com.